So welcome, everybody, to our weekly Remember to Flourish guided remembrance call. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide tonight. And to give a little background, the reason we started offering these calls was because we believe in a flourishing world where every living entity and every living system thrives. But to achieve that, to have a world that flourishes, requires leadership mastery. And to achieve leadership mastery, to live in a state of leadership mastery, requires people making decisions and taking action from their essential or real self, their inner wisdom, versus their ego. And so to be able to master that, this ability to be in a state of centeredness and balance, where you're actually making decisions and living from your inner wisdom, it takes practice. And we know that the remembrance is a practice that we've used over the years, and many, many people that we've worked with have found it to be really effective for accessing that place inside that's the centered place. And we're going to be talking about tonight in our teaching. So practice takes practice. We know that the people that try this out have found a great benefit, but the day gets in the way. The distractions of our outer life keep us from making this a habit. So we thought, well, to support people in turning that corner, to begin to incorporate this into their daily way of living, we thought we'd offer this weekly call and give them a taste once a week at least of going in and practicing remembrance, and hopefully that turns into a daily practice. So that's why we offer this. So the way this works is I'll give a short teaching on a topic. Then I will guide the group deeper into remembrance. We'll do that for probably around 20 minutes and then leave a minute or so at the end for any questions or comments. And then we'll close and meet again next week. So our teaching tonight is really about that spiritual center that you want to access, that you want to make your decisions from. And I call it your spiritual home, where your essence resides. It was there when you first arrived into this world as a newborn, and it is the same home that exists there now and will be the same home when you leave this life. So this home, this centered place, is where we find our spiritual nourishment, where we access our deepest wisdom, where our qualities, our highest qualities and our highest values reside, where we return for safety and support, and where we can receive whatever we need whenever we need it. It's open 24/7. So it's beyond that, it's a access point for our connection to the whole divine universe to which we are constantly connected. That there's this network, this woven fabric of the universe that we're part of. We're like the individual drop in our own essence, but we are also part of this gigantic ocean. And we're one of, you know, billions and trillions and gazillion drops out there, all connected together, but each one having their own uniqueness. So the remembrance is the key that opens the door to your home, your inner home, where everything you really need is available. So we're going to see if we can get there tonight. I'm going to lead you into remembrance now. So we always start where we are. We are human beings. We're unique in that we are clay, physical, connected to the earth, and we are spiritual. And we're unique in that aspect. So we're this combination. So we want to honor both because that's how we're made. And it really helps us access that home, that inner home, when we start with our physical being. So wherever you are, sit in your seat, feel your feet on the floor, and your buttocks, your hamstrings, your sits bones in a chair. You might be sitting on the floor. You can feel the same thing there. And just feel that connection to the earth, where we are held, we are grounded, we can be aware of. So it's not so much accessing as being aware of that connection. There's almost an electrical charge and flow that you can feel as you notice. So we'll start there. Notice your feet. Notice that flow, that connection, that energetic sense. And begin to scan up your legs from your feet. And you'll notice it feels different as you scan up, but it's still this undercurrent, this connection with the earth. So just keep going up and notice as you are scanning up the various parts of your physical being how that energy feels different and how it may be flowing differently as well. When we're, distracted by the outside circumstances and the events that happen in our lives, they can cause us to go into constriction and tenseness. So as you're scanning, notice the areas where the energy feels like it's flowing freely and any areas where it feels like it's constricted. And we're not trying to fix anything because nothing's broken. It's just information. There may be areas where it seems to be completely blocked, and you want to note those as well. So keep going, noticing. And if you find areas where you realize, oh, shoot, I'm holding, actually, in this place. I'm tensed up. You can just allow yourself to relax. I tend to carry a tension in my shoulders, and I just realized I was doing that right now. So I just let go. And it helps you drop in. So keep going up. Another area is solar plexus and belly. Shoulders, neck, throat. Our face, forehead in particular, is where people can be holding tension. So, okay, so now you have a sense of your current physical state of being. So the next thing you want to check into, it's part of our makeup, is our emotional state. So are you aware of any emotions? If you're feeling completely peaceful and calm, then you have transcended your emotions for the moment. But if you're other than that, then there are some emotions. And again, they're not good or bad. They are pointers. They're indicators that something's going on that needs their attention, that needs some help, that needs some soothing, that needs some remembrance. So just notice your emotional state. Okay, and then the next place is our mind, that wonderful machine up there that keeps track of so many things and does so much of it automatically. And that gives us information, but can also get us pretty wound up at times. So what's the state of your mind in terms of activity? How active is your mind right now? We don't have to analyze anything. We don't have to judge anything. We're just noticing. Okay. Now, to help you get inside and, ready to access that inner place, that inner home, let's do some breathing. Let's notice our breath. It really helps ground us and take us out of our minds. Take a couple of easy breaths in and out. And notice the sensations that come with our inhalation. And when you exhale, allowing the exhalation to drop you in deeper. Then we're going to do two or three box breaths, and that is breathing in to the count of four, holding to the count of four, exhaling to the count of four, and holding to the count of four. This will help deepen our state. So breathing, count of four. Hold for four. Breathe out for four. Hold for four. And repeat that 10 more times on your own. You know, over time, you won't even need to count. You'll just know the interval. And during our practice tonight, if you find yourself somehow preoccupied, your mind has captured you, using the box breath a few times is a good way to drop back in to your inner state. So now we have a pretty good idea of our physical, emotional, physical state. And hopefully you are feeling calmer and more centered. And now we want to check on the state of our heart, because that is where the remembrance access point is. So imagine you're inside your heart, your spiritual heart, and notice how open or closed it is. Notice how soft or rigid it might be. But trust what you're getting. Don't think you don't know, because you do. So trust that. And is your heart heavy or light, or somewhere in between? Does it seem clear or a little foggy or fuzzy? Just noticing. Okay, and now we're going to insert the key to accessing that inner home I thought about by using the remembrance. We're going to add the remembrance into your heart and just repeat your word or phrase slowly to yourself. Breathing easily. And just noticing what happens. You're doing great. Just keep going. And on your next breath out, drop in. Let go. We're on a journey here. We're on a path. to our deeper essence. And there will be turns, and there may be other doors, or moments of resistance and remembrance will allow safe passage through those and deeper. So just keep going. Keep repeating. Sometimes the doors on our way in are actual pictures that will come up of past experiences, of concerns that you may have. And they can be happy pictures as well. But they are pictures. And the real is beyond them. So the pictures are good. They're an indicator that you're going deeper. So keep going. If you're feeling a sense of resistance, that's also a good sign that you're beginning to shift what was there that you were unaware of. It seems like nothing's happening, and just be open to what nothing is and notice that. And continue. Keep opening, keep allowing your heart to open more. Letting go. Trusting that it's working. And also trusting that regardless of what's going on, you are okay. You are being taken care of. Your inner connection has you protecting, providing. You're aware of a particular need you have for anything really that will provide the support or the movement that you're looking for, that your heart is showing you. You can ask for it. In our fast moving outer world, patience is often missing. You can ask for patience if you need it. You can ask for compassion. Ask for courage. Can ask for wisdom. Going. You can allow your heart to expand to extend itself to connect with other hearts. The hearts of the people you care most about. And you can actually feel the state of their hearts from here. And you can send through your heart, through your connection, what you are noticing they need. So you can channel qualities and values and help. You're a vessel and a conduit. So keep receiving, and as you're shown, you can send through as well and transmit. and notice how you're being taken care of right now. It can be very subtle. Tune in. We're going to go for one more minute. Okay, so if you want to, and you're in a good place, a deep place, or things are happening, you can just stay in this state and keep going after the call. But this is a return to what's already there. It's in our place of containment, your home. Your inner home, your center, which is always with you and always was. So again, keep going if you wish. I'll be closing the call, unless there are questions or comments now. Okay, it sounds like not. So thanks for being here tonight, and have a flourishing evening, and we'll talk to you
next. And thank you. Thank you for the guidance.
Sure. All right. Enjoy your evening.